Welcome to Me Time, the podcast for women in midlife who've been taking care of everyone else and now say, it's my turn to take care of me. I'm Kim Aceto, health and self-care coach for women in midlife and your host. Thank you for spending your precious me time with me right now. Enjoy the show. Okay, so today we have with us Julia James. First of all, an awesome, awesome name. I love it. So let me tell you a little bit about Julia, our guest today. So Julia James is a certified life coach with 15 years experience coaching people through positive career transformations. Based on her quest for career clarity and her client's success, Julia feels strongly that career fulfillment extends to every area of life. Author of the award-winning book, The Mini Retreat Solution, Julia provides tools to relax quickly and connect with your inner wisdom. Her calm, positive energy infuses everything she does. Julia's commitment to personal growth and happiness is contagious. And yes, this is very true from the times I've talked with Julia. So we're going to talk with Julia, but just to give you an idea of her website, in case you want to go visit that, you can go to juliajames.ca. So that's juliajames.ca. I will have that in the show notes along with anything else that Julia has to share with us today. So Julia James, I love saying that. Welcome to the Me Time Midlife Podcast.
Thank you so much, Kim. And it's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, great to have you. So the first question I ask every guest, and I'm going to ask you as well, is what do you enjoy doing during your me time?
Thank you so much for that question, Kim. And I am a huge advocate for me time. In fact, my book, The Mini Retreat Solution, is very much about how to make relaxation and self-care a priority. And some of my favorite mini retreats, some of my favorite ways to do me time is singing. I'm in a local community choir. I also love to dance, especially Nia dancing. And I start every day with doing my personal Qigong mini retreat. So those are some of the things I love. I also love being out in nature and going for walks in the forest or on the beach.
Yes, that's great. And so what's so important about me time for you? It sounds like it's something like a sacred time for you, and you make sure that you make it happen every day.
It feels like it really sustains me, and it also gives me the energy for everything I do and how I serve my clients. And I also believe and know from my own experience and from my clients, from witnessing my clients, is that when we have that me time and when we relax deeply, that's when we connect with our inner wisdom and when we can make the decisions that are best for us. So I actually really consider it also a service to the people in my life and my clients. And so it's, even though it's me time, it's really not just for me. It's for everyone.
Absolutely. Yes, we are on the same page there. And you wrote a book, The Mini Retreat Solution, right? That's really all about this. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what got you to write that book. And maybe we'll have you back to talk just about that. But just give us a real quick idea of what that book's about.
Yes. Thank you for asking. And I would love to come back for more in-depth conversation about that. Yeah. And what really inspired me to write the book was my experience when I was, you know, stuck in a job that really wasn't so fulfilling for me, and I knew I needed to get out of it. I actually started a habit of consciously taking these, I call them mini retreats, during my workday. So not waiting until the end of the day to do my, you know, walk in the forest or whatever I felt like, but actually taking mini retreats during the workday, you know, stretching, going for a little walk, drinking a glass of water, things like that, so that I could sustain my energy and I could have the energy at the end of the day to then dig into what is it that I truly want to do, mm-hmm. which eventually led me to becoming a life coach.
And that's great.
Help people on their career transformation journeys.
Yes, that's great. So let's talk about that a little bit as a career coach. So what type of clients come to you? Like what type of people come to you and what are they looking for your help with?
So the people I work with usually are in that exact place, in that exact same place that I left, with stuck in a job or in a career path that's not really aligned with who they are and that doesn't fulfill them. And sometimes it can be, you know, very toxic work environment. And sometimes it's actually okay. It's just boring or just not, you know, not just not nourishing. And so that's usually the place where they are and they want to find what it is that's truly right for them. And mm-hmm. they range from, you know, sometimes even younger people, but also I work a lot with people and especially women in midlife where they've sort of had a long career in some industry that wasn't really aligned with their values, but they did it, you know, while they were raising their family or sustaining whatever they needed for other people in their life. And now that maybe they have empty nest, they're at that point where like, wait a second, I don't really love what I'm doing. And life is too short. Sometimes also, you know, people had experiences with cancer or loved ones passing on and just realizing that actually life is short and this is really draining a lot of my energy being stuck in this job or in this career that's not really fulfilling me. And they want to change, but they don't quite know how to get there. So that's how they then find me.
Yeah. I mean, that's something that comes up a lot with my clients. You know, they're in that time, not all of them, but where they want to make a change. And the difference now is that we women are living well past our midlife years, right? Whereas women used to pass away by the time before they hit menopause, right? So now it really is like this second half of life where it's like, okay, now I've been, you know, taking care of everybody else. And now I want to take care of me. And we spend so much time in our jobs, right, Julia? I mean, so it's ideal that we find something that fulfills us and brings us purpose and meaning, because that's also a human need, right? To have purpose and meaning in the things that we do.
Yes.
So let me ask you, why do people stay in their jobs when they're unhappy, when they can make a change maybe, but they feel like they're stuck there, I guess? Why do they stay?
Yeah, very good question, Kim. So there are quite a number of reasons why people stay. I think the most prevalent one is really around limiting beliefs, such as, you know, I can't make money doing something I love. That's just not possible. You know, I got to pay the bills, that kind of thing. Very common. Another one is also, you know, I just don't have something that I love, or I don't have a passion. What would I do? So those kinds of limiting beliefs keep people stuck. And then there's, of course, the golden handcuffs. So a cushy salary, the pension plan, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's also when people come to me, they are overwhelmed by all the ideas they have. They essentially wake up every day, oh, maybe I could open a flower shop. Or next day they wake up and like, oh, maybe I should travel to Mexico and start a resort. And they have all these ideas and they don't know which one to pick or which one is truly right for them. And often there's also a fear, like if I just picked one, it may actually not be right either. And then I would be sort of at square one again and maybe having invested a lot of money and time and still not being fulfilled. So, and that's, I think then that the third or the last piece is also that what keeps people stuck is often that feeling that they have to do it alone. And often it's very hard to actually find that clarity on your own. Like, I don't think I could have done it on my own. And so reaching out for support and actually working with a coach to find the answers that are really true for you can speed up the process immensely and can really get you out of that stuck place very easily.
I agree. I mean, we hire people to do things, other things for us, right? Like our taxes or maybe our yard work or cleaning our homes. but when it comes to what we're going to do for our vocation, I mean, I can't think of a better reason to reach out and to have somebody help you with that, right? Somebody who knows how to help you navigate that path. And I feel the same way as a wellness coach, you know, same thing. And oftentimes it's not that they don't know what to do, but they have a hard time doing it or taking action, or sometimes they need reassurance, you know? So there's many reasons why people come to us for coaching. But yeah, definitely. I agree with those three things. That's very interesting. So let's say a woman in midlife is at a point where she wants to pursue a new vocation. Okay. She is done with her corporate job. She's done with her boss and she's ready to make a change and find something that's fulfilling for her. What are some of the benefits to, because change is uncomfortable, right? It's sometimes easy to stay at a job that even that you don't like. So, but what are the benefits to making this change in your career?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Huge benefits await, of course. And I would say one of the number one things is like a huge boost in confidence. When you actually go through this journey of really starting something that's true for you, I mean, wow. It's just so, that's so rewarding to see, you know, my clients' confidence just go up so tremendously. And along with that, you know, just health goes up, you know, well-being, relationships improve. I mean, just imagine like when you are in that soul-sucking job or in that place where you're just not happy, I mean, you take that with you, home with you. So it's like, yeah, you feel happier, you feel more fulfilled. It's just so rewarding, you know, to feel like what you're doing is really making a difference, a positive difference. And the thing is that while you might be thinking that it's actually difficult to make that change in midlife, because, well, maybe you've been in a job for 20 years and it's so hard to imagine to even do something else. Actually, you have a huge advantage over the, you know, younger people in their 20s or something starting something new, because actually you take your whole life experience, not just your work experience, but also like all the experience from raising your kids or whatever it is that you've done in your life, you take that with you into this new venture, whether it's a different field of work or whether it's your own business. You take all of that experience with you, and that makes starting a new venture so much easier. And also, you are doing something that's truly right for you. So you're building on your strengths. And so whatever change you have to go through, it's actually not as hard as learning something that really you're not interested in, or that's not, you know, tailored to your strengths. Mm-hmm. So I just want to share two success stories from two of my clients who actually hired me in midlife. And so one of them is Helga Strauss here from Victoria, BC. And she says, when I first started my coaching sessions with Julia, I felt lost, confused, depressed, and had no idea where to turn my attentions career-wise. We brainstormed lots, and she coached me to tackle some difficult areas in my life that I had been avoiding. She was radiant with positive encouragement throughout the entire process. I now have a wonderful career organizing vintage fairs. It's amazing to feel alive and confident knowing that I'm doing exactly what I'm meant to do, bring people together and lift them up. It was through Julia's incredible coaching that I was able to identify what I desired in a career. And magically, it appeared once I knew what I was looking for. So I still get goosebumps reading that. Whew.
Yes. Yeah. That's why we do the work that we do, right? To exactly. Get that kind of, yeah.
Yeah. And then another client, Cindy McKenzie from Novato, California. She says, for me, life change equals fear. So we just touched on that earlier. What will happen? How will I decide? Will I be happy? Can I do this? What will people think? With each coaching session, I gained more clarity about the roadblocks that I had so strategically placed in my life. I realized that I had to let go of expectations that I thought I needed to fulfill for others. So that's very common for lots of people. I didn't need to reinvent myself. I was already pretty good. I just needed to do what I do best and what I enjoy most. I went back to school with all the 20-somethings and found that by challenging myself, I felt my confidence come back. It was all so exciting and although scary, it was exactly what I needed. With the assistance and patience of Julia James, I was able to confront my fears and make a plan to move forward. I now have a new business. It didn't happen overnight, and it wasn't always easy, but it was right for me. I'm a personal trainer and specialize on helping seniors get fit in the comfort of their own homes. Thank you, Julia. So just like Cindy and Helgar, you know, you too can reinvent yourself and grow your confidence and courage and really build a career that energizes and inspires you.
Yes. Wow. Those are very inspiring, you know, and it's so true what you said, you know, midlife is like an optimal time to make a career change because you know so much about yourself and you, you know, you have strengths that you've developed and experience and skills and you're much more mature and wise. So great. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay. So now, Julia, how can one break free from what's keeping them at their current job that they don't like and begin to pursue a new career or passion? How does one begin that process?
Excellent question. I love that. So thank you, Kim. So I recommend three things. The first one is to start noticing the kinds of things that energize you. That does not have to be during your work hours, of course. But just notice where you just feel a little energy boost. And as you notice those things, just start giving those activities a little bit more time. So if you notice that you get a boost when you talk with your best friend, you know, as you walk along the seawall or something like that, then do that more often. Give that a priority. So just do those things that really nurture you. So again, the me time, there's a lot of clues as to what you naturally gravitate towards. So giving that more space. The second piece is to start making small changes. And this is, this could be, again, totally unrelated to anything career-wise. It could be something like maybe you have your favorite coffee shop that you always go to. Go to a different one or try a different beverage for a change. Something really small. Or, you know, change the route that you're driving to get to a certain place. Or change your workout routine. Change something that's really minor and your courage will grow to make bigger changes. And the third thing, you know, get support. Don't try to do this alone. So, you know, hire a coach, find friends that maybe want a change too, encourage each other, you know, build your own support network within your community. We really, as women especially, we don't need to do this alone. We maybe think we can or we should or like those kinds of stories, but it's really important to receive that support because it makes it so much more fun. And once it's a fun process or a fun project, well, our energy naturally goes up and we have more energy to put into it.
Yes. Wow. So many things here. First of all, I love, I feel like this is going to be a theme across all my podcast episodes, which is ask for help, right? I feel like I bring that up all the time. It's like we women, we have to ask for help. You know, even if we think we can do it all, doesn't mean we should do it all, right? So if we want to get there faster, if we want to do it the right way and not make mistakes and have to do them over again or go down the wrong path, just ask for help in the beginning, right? We have to do a better job of that. And that can be out of our comfort zone as well. But those three things, I love it. Do the things that energize you. First of all, I love how your first answer was not quit your job, right? Because that's a huge change and it's very scary. And there's a lot of uncertainty there. And so I love how you guide your clients in this process of starting to make this change through things that are exciting, right? Not things that are really scary. So do the things that energize you. I love that. And the second thing was to start making small changes to increase your courage. I love that. And then the third, of course, like I just said, you know, get support, ask for help. We have to be able to do that as women. And as far as just that part alone, especially like during the holidays, it's so easy to put everything together on your own. I'm going to make the whole meal and I'm going to clean everything up and I'm going to do all of that. And it could be very overwhelming. So little things that we can do can be asking for help, right? Can we have a potluck instead? Can somebody help wash the dishes? You know, those types of things. So when we start to make these small changes, then we can make the larger changes in your career in that way. So I love that. Great words of wisdom there. Okay, Julia. So as we start to wrap up here, can you share with us, you know, what is the first step you help your clients with? So would it be those three areas, or is it something else? Where do you take your clients in the beginning?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking, Kim. And it really depends. It really depends on the client, because my coaching is very much tailored to whatever it is that will get them to their end goal in the fastest way. But however, what's really common in the beginning is really building that self-awareness and celebrating and recognizing all the achievements they've already accomplished in their lives. That is a huge way to boost the confidence and also to recognize natural strengths, natural talents that are there and that have been with them all their life. Notice where they felt most energized in the past. So really raising that awareness and getting to know themselves on a deeper level. That's really where we often start. And then sometimes it's really important to dive into, you know, debunking those limiting beliefs or facing those fears and really releasing all those blocks that, as Cindy was saying, you know, we sometimes so strategically put up so that we just possibly can't move forward. Sometimes it's really important to deal with all of that right away so that we can then, you know, clear the road and actually move forward.
Yes. Yeah. And I love that because women in midlife are already in that process of self-discovery. So, you know, when you do the self-discovery, the foundation, then you can take it from there, right? Because probably when a lot of women started their 20-year career, it was maybe in their early 20s, maybe out of college, or maybe they started out of high school and moved their way up or just stayed at the same job for a really long time. And you just don't know a lot about yourself at that point. You don't know what you're good at. You don't know what your skills and strengths are. These things have to be developed over time. In fact, I even think that it's good to change your career in midlife because maybe you have something new and fresh and unique and special to offer because of who you've become over the past 50 years or wherever you are. So I love it, Julia. All the things that you say, so many things that I also echo with my coaching and my philosophy. So this has been so wonderful. Please tell us if there's anything else that we missed just in this topic. Now, again, we're going to have you back, okay, to talk about the mini retreat solution. Is that what it's called? The mini retreat solution. So we'll have you back to talk about that. But just as far as career change in midlife, you already shared so much with us, but is there anything else that we missed?
Don't really think we missed anything. It's been such a wonderful, inspiring conversation with you, Kim. And I too feel a really strong alignment with you and with your values. And looking forward to many more of these conversations.
Yes. And Julia is going to come into the Me Time Midlife community, and she's going to do a special members only Q&A with us. So if you want to be a part of that, then you can become a member and you can learn more about that at the end of the show. So Julia, besides going to juliajames.ca for more information, you are virtual as well, like myself, right? You have a client in California that you read that success story, okay? You live in Victoria, BC, but you are virtual. You have clients all over the country and in the States. Okay, great.
And actually, Kim, maybe one more thing I could share is also, once you go to my website, there is also the opportunity to sign up for my Spark of Inspiration, my newsletter. And that is just filled with lots of tools and inspiring stories to get you started as well. So if you feel like you just kind of want to dip your toe for starters, that's a great way to also get started and build up your courage to really make a change.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much, Julia. You do have a calm, positive energy about you, and I can see why your clients feel positive and inspired to make a change in their career, which is a big change. So that's a big responsibility that you hold, but you did it yourself, and you have I've been to your website and have seen the laundry list of testimonials of people who you've helped them change in their careers and transform their lives in that way. So thank you for the work you do. Looking forward to having you come into the community for our members only Q&A and having you back on the podcast to talk about another topic. There's so many I'm sure we could talk about, and I'm really looking forward to that. So thanks again, Julia.
Awesome. Thank you, Kim.
If you find the Me Time Midlife podcast valuable, there are many ways you can support it and support yourself while doing it. You can review it on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you happen to listen to it. You can tell your friends about it or share it on social media. And if you want more Me Time in your life, consider becoming a member of the Me Time Midlife community. This is my online community of like-minded and like-hearted women in midlife who want to take charge of their life by cultivating their health, happiness, and purpose while building connections and friendships along the way. There are many benefits to joining, including monthly member-only Q&As with some of the experts you hear on the podcast. Plus, as a listener of the podcast, you get a special listener discount. Go to metimemidlifepodcast.com to learn more. Again, thank you for listening. And until next time, remember, you've been taking care of everyone else. It's your turn to take care of you.